Blog Talk Radio.
Spend all your time waiting for that second chance, for a break that would make it okay. There's always some reason to feel not good enough, and it's hard at the end of the day. I need some distraction.
Song for a beautiful night here on a Wednesday on Journey into the Light. We're so glad that you are here and able to join us here on our psychic roundtable. We always offer a triple roundtable, triple psychics on this show, but we might. Barbara is not available. But we do have Carol Adams and Reverend Lynn though. More than able to take your phone call, so we'll have two unless Barbara turns up here during the hour, but we wish her well. Hopefully the snow didn't get too much for her, But so Carol Adams and Reverend Lynn will be taking your calls. So dial on into the show and then press the one on your phone, the number to call on in, 347-884-8245 is the number to call here on Journey into the Light. And if you would like to contact either of the guests for private sessions, you can do that right here on the show page. Is all of their contact information as far as phone number, website, all that good stuff. So as all my guests here, do private sessions. So if you're listening to this, maybe in the archives or something, or live, and you're wondering, wow, I wonder if they could do a longer private session. The answer is yes, they do. So we're glad you're here with us here on Journey in the Light Spiritual Radio as we are shining through our ninth year. And we'll be having 2 hours with you. The next hour will be Lisa Zayas will be joining us, psychic medium. So we'll be taking your calls for the next 2 hours, helping you out in all different life and your phases in life, no matter what it is, from career to relationship to want to connect to a past loved one, to maybe you're just having a difficult time, need someone to talk to. That's what we're here for. That's why I do the show. So glad you are here. So let's bring in our guest here, and then we can go ahead and start the show, as they say. So let's bring on Carol Adams to the show. Welcome, Carol.
Well, thanks, Michael. Thanks for the introduction. Thank you, and thank you. And thank you for listeners, and hello, Reverend Lynn.
Hello, Reverend Lynn.
Hello, Michael, and hello, Carol. I'm very happy to be here, and can't wait to help the callers.
All right, yeah, looking forward to that very much. Any certain topics or things you wanted to say before we get started, ladies?
Carol?
Any topics? Well, really, I think we're both on the same page. I have certainly heard all topics, all stories. All the stories are important to me. And each person, I honor their question, and I hope I can guide them as best I can on the show and in any private session.
Okay.
I agree.
Okay, very good. Well, let's start the calls here, and we'll just whoever wants to go first, and then like we always do, and then I guess there's just with the two of you, then the other one can add in some extra things if there's things there. Otherwise, we'll go to the next caller. Right now, we have about a dozen people on hold, so we got a lot of folks. So let's go to our first call then, 480 Arizona. Welcome. Can we get your first name?
Hi, this is Mike.
Okay, we got Mike here. What is?
Okay.
All right, Carol, you're going to go first.
I think I do remember you. And I know you have a very intuitive side to you and your question business. How can I help you, Mike?
Yes, well, the venture is launching.
Okay.
And so we're putting the documents together and so forth with the partner. Everything's moving forward. And but I still have that J-O-B, and I kind of want to get some insight and guidance on how much longer that'll be in need of sticking around.
Got it. All right. What's your birthday again? I forgot. I know you had that Venus in Cancer. What's your birthday again?
5/29/70.
Got it. All right. So I remember you because I know it was a combination of going and you do automatic handwriting as well.
Yes. Yeah. I think we spoke about a couple months ago.
Yes, we did, Mike. And you have great energy, by the way.
Thank you.
So your question is, you do have Venus in Cancer, so that's the intuitive part. All right. So you wanted to know, I know you're Gemini, but you wanted to know how long I know where you're coming from, because what you want to know is, and I've been in that ball game, is before you go into your own thing, how long should you be in a secure financial position, correct?
Correct, yeah.
Got
the job just pays the bills.
I understand. All right. And you don't want to shuffle it. You don't want to do two. You can't do two at the same time, correct?
Oh, no, I can. But I just don't. At some point in time, I don't want to.
Yeah, okay. Now, let me get the card for that. All right, let me do it. Because, you know, I don't have to tell you. You have to feel secure with the other position first, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. No, yeah, I was just looking
before for... Before you release one, you know, these...
Kind of what you saw.
Okay. All right, so let me see my... Time frame, which I find interesting because I think in time frame is actually in God's world. It's the process of the learning process. You know, God doesn't have a timetable. You know, there's no calendar. But I do understand your question. I do understand, and I empathize totally with you. All right, so here you go. Here's your concern. You certainly could have a very nice spread. So there's a lot of financial security in the horizon. You got the Ten of Pentacles here, the Seven of Pentacles. And you like to be certainly the Emperor, the commander of the ship. So I would say up to 6 months.
Okay.
To play it safe.
Yeah. Yeah.
Around that period. I understand why totally you're asking the question, because you want to feel that sense of security before you go, you know, before you release the, quote, the job. And I heard you what your expression was when you said the job, you know.
Yeah.
I don't feel the embrace of the heart with the, you know, that position. So to give yourself the comfort, your Venus is in Cancer, you got to be comfortable with what you're going to do. Right. So before you redo the, you know, switch gears, I'd say up to 6 months. You'll know your intuition. You have strong intuition.
No, you're right. And sometimes I, you know, sometimes it's hard to differentiate between intuition when you're, you know, when I'm kind of trying to figure things out for myself, and what I really want.
Well, because you know, you're ruled also by air. You see, you have a lot of Gemini signs with Libra, and that's the mind. The cerebral part kicks in. The intuitive part is on the a little bit of the back burner, not to give it any type of negativity. It just might not be as pronounced. And then you think a lot, you know? So maybe even do an affirmation, because the Venus in Cancer doesn't always trust the unknown. So you could say, I trust the unknown. I'm on the divine steps that the God has given to me. I feel secure with the next steps that I will take. And I am thankful for the gifts given to me, and I feel secure.
Wonderful.
Okay?
Yeah, I like it.
And anytime, if you want a private, I'd love to give you the 50, whatever you want. Okay?
Okay. Yeah, absolutely. I'll check. I'll look you up. Thank you so much.
And Mike, before you go, Mike, this is Reverend Lynn. I just want to say that I agree with Carol. I'm getting a six-month period. So that's the first thing that I saw when I looked at it. I also see a lot of success for you. And also, again, a lot of positive affirmations and positive thinking, and that's going to keep you on the right track.
Wonderful, wonderful. And the business partner who's financing everything, he's going to be patient with that kind of that time frame?
Yes, I believe so. That's how it's all going to work out. And also what I'm seeing here is don't worry too much about everything, because it's already been done in spirit. It's already formed. It's just ready to manifest when the timing is right. So you don't have to do a lot of worrying about it. Just do whatever you need to do and let the universe work out the details.
No, you're right. And this was a very synchronistic contact with this business partner. So it was just kind of like fell into my lap.
Very good. Very good.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much.
Okay.
You're welcome, Mike.
All righty.
Can I just say something quickly?
Sure, Carol.
When anything is synchronistic, listeners, when anything is synchronistic, meaning the symbols working, they're falling into your lap, but you're not, that you didn't, quote, plan or control, which I don't believe in to begin with, you know that this is a natural occurrence. So it's kind of like just go with it. Just keep going with it. Flow with it. It was given to you by the divine source.
Very good.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, really good. Let's go with Reverend Lynn now, and we'll go with Michelle in California.
Hello.
Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Well, I'm just wondering if anything good is going to come out of this year. You know, if there's anything really good that's going to happen, because I just, you know, want more happiness, and just wondering what you see for me.
Okay. Are you in a relationship right now?
No.
Okay, because I do see a relationship for you if you would like one, okay? Because that's always, it's always very important when we see something, when Spirit shows us something, it's like, you know, it's there for you if you want it, okay? Because people are in all kinds of situations. Some want things and some don't. But it is there for you if you're interested. Also, Spirit says is that a lot can happen for you according to your desire, according to your ambition and what you're willing to put into things that you want if you set goals for yourself. So they're telling me that there's a lot of accomplishment that can happen for you this year if you're really interested, if you're really willing to put in the time and the effort that's required to do that. They're also telling me that it's a very good time for you to do self-examination, to really take a look at your life, to take a look at yourself, to decide what it is that you really love about yourself, to decide the things that you would like to improve or change. It's always really good to do that. It's good energy right now for you to do that. And it's not a something that you do today and it's by tomorrow you've done it. It's an ongoing situation that you're just beginning to do, and you're going to do it for a while. Maybe, you know, it could go on for a very long time. But it's a very good thing because you want to constantly reevaluate your life and the way that you're approaching your life. I do see some travel for you if you're interested in doing that. Could I ask you what you do for a job?
I'm an engineer.
You're an engineer. Okay. Would there be any possibility for any kind of change? Because what they're telling me is more money.
Well, I could always make a change, and that's always something I could do. But
okay.
Of course, you know, your whole life goes upside down when you change anything. You know, it's dominoes, right? So.
Right. It would have to be something that would be very advantageous for you and something that, you know, that would really be a positive. But they do show me several times here, maybe a change of job and something, but it would be something very, very good. And again, it's a matter of what you decide that you want to do with it. So it looks like, you know, if we want to summarize it, we say a love interest this year, and it could be a change in job or something that would be beneficial, you know, financially for you.
Okay.
And I will leave you with that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I just have to decide now.
Right, exactly. Well, maybe some of that self-examination it'll be part of that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Carol, you want to add to that?
Yeah, thanks, Reverend Lynn. I'm going to make a couple of points before, but what is your birthday, dear? What's your birthday?
November 29th,
56. You'd never guess it. You have such a young voice, right, Reverend Lynn?
Yeah, she does, yeah.
I thought it was you were under 21 I was going to ask you.
I knew someone was going to think that.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, you can go out to a bar. All right, November 29th. What year again?
56.
56? Jesus Christ. November
29th. Get the language 56. Down now. It's family show.
I know.
Okay, wow. All right. Well, first of all, the most interesting thing I see with your energy, first of all, a couple of things. When you use the word that your life can go upside down with a change, you know, one thing in life that you can be sure of, one constant thing, is always change. It's never going to stop, you know. It's up and down and big and, you know, this one constant wisdom of life is change. So what do we do about it? Well, we try to embrace it because we can't change it. we have seasons. Every season has its own reason. So maybe it's best to say that it's not going to go upside down. Maybe it's just going to. Maybe we can say life is simply just going to flow, and we're going to go with it. You know. Now, when I look at your birthday, I totally understand why you're asking the question, because you have a very, very sensitive side. You embrace things very intense, and you also have that Sag in you, which it also needs to feel as if they could go forward in life. But with your two Scorpio signs, you might not trust that the next step is going to be in your favor, and that might be why you said the upside down stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Okay, so, but your basic question, I'm just going to answer, you've got Mars in Pisces, very sweet, is do we see, all right, let me just see something here. And also, the most important thing is we can see whatever we want to see, but it's nice to know for you, even if you don't write a journal, is what you would like to happen to you, because life is a journey of cycles. 1 year, you might see more work opportunities. That's astrology. That's all about astrology. Another year, more love opportunities. Maybe you can say, we were talking about synchronicity before, in your heart, what would you like to happen?
I want it all. I want it all.
You want it all.
Good.
Yes.
Darling, you won't have it all at once. That's not how, I mean, and if you do, I guarantee something will offset it. It's totally impossible, because sometimes we like to think we can have it all, but then it doesn't always work that way. We go to the finish line, and there's going to be another story after the finish line. It's more what you have a great spread, by the way. So I think this year is, write down or think in your mind, synchronicity, symbols. You have a lot of happiness here and a lot of financial security. So what I'm picking up is a personal partnership coming up. It's not there yet. You got the Four of Cups. It's coming your way. And then you got a lot of financial security. So I would say with that is I always believe in working with the signs that God gives to us. Is in your mind, write down what are the priorities for a relationship, because when you get in one, you're extremely intense. And correct me if I'm off, maybe a little bit of a la-la land.
No, you're right.
Okay, you got
you're
a lot
right.
of
fantasy. Yeah.
That's a given. Maybe see the movie La La Land. I don't know. But, you know, you have that in you. So maybe to ground that, is write down maybe priorities that you would like in relationship, and then see a lot of, I would say, stars in front of you, or pentacles, or money symbols that you feel secure with finances coming your way. You will embrace it, and you will totally go forward with your life.
Okay. So you gave me a lot of good ideas. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, we thank you for your call, Michelle.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, Michelle.
Don't go any bars tonight now. Carol was just joking about that. I'm just not promoting drinking. All right.
Michael has to come in and save the day.
Yeah. I was ready to hit the mute button on Carol there, so trying to make our G-rated show to R-rated. I'm joking, of course. Before we go to our next call, ladies, why don't we give opportunity, Carol, why don't you start, let the folks know how people can reach you for private sessions.
Well, they can reach me at 718-637-3203, and I know the first caller was from Arizona, so I'm also going to give my Arizona phone number, 480-621-6016. And or email intuitivecarol@gmail.com. And the other contact is certainly my website, is theawakeningoffriendship.com. I did write the book, The Awakening of Friendship, and I would love to hear from you. I love to get to the root. I mean, there's many tools I use, but I can have a whole lift a tool, and it's not going to help you as much as how the connection is really made or bonded, I would say, and how we can get to the root of the issue, free it up, heal it, and move on.
All righty. Thank you. Reverend Lynn?
Okay. The phone number that I can be reached at is 727-688-2100. I have a website, essenceofthedivine.com. I also have a Facebook page, same name. Those are the best. I would give my email address, but that's all on the website, and of course it is on Journey to the Light page also. So those are the best ways to reach me.
Okay, very good. So we have all the information to contact all the guest folks on the show page. They do private readings all the time, so you can contact them there and set up yourself a private reading, get a full reading, as these here are just mini readings. Okay, so we're going to go here next here, and this will be for Carol mainly. Let's bring in North Carolina and Sherman to the show.
Hi, Sherman.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. I hope you're doing well, Sherman. How can I help you?
Yes,
and
I am.
First, give me your birthday, and we're going to zero into you.
Okay, my birthday is 8/28/1978.
Got it. How can I help you? What question do you have?
My question was more of my career path, kind of what, how do you see me moving into my purpose or my destiny in life?
Yeah, that's a great question. All right. Well, are you working now?
Yes, I am.
Okay. But your career path, what I'm getting from you, it's not so much a job, quote, but how you can serve mankind in the best way. Is that what you're coming from, Sherman?
Yes.
Okay. Well, first of all, just from your birthday, you work very well, I would say, with your partnership person, people, you know? And
yeah,
you definitely, definitely need to serve mankind, you know?
Yeah.
I think I'm picking up a lot of freedom with you. You need a lot of freedom. You're very sensitive. You pick up things very quickly.
Yeah.
You can walk in a room and feel things out very easily, you know? The
yeah,
main thing for you to move forward in your journey, in your special journey, because you got that moon in Cancer with the Virgo, is that if you're not in a good position now with a, quote, job, you're going to shut down.
Yeah.
Meaning that, you know, you're not going to feel as if you need to go forward. You might get stagnant. So
mm-hmm,
I would think it's really important for you to be in a career, your passion, that you really, really love to do. Because
yeah,
I think, as you know, as well as listeners know, that, you know, when we have a passion that we follow in life, we can have several passions, and God opens up many more doors because we're doing something that was given to us at birth, the gift. The
yeah,
gift was given to us to go forward. So in your, if I was going to talk to your heart, Sherman, deep, the depth of your heart, is what I'm picking up, is that where I'm, is that fair for you? You also like to be in a very pleasant place, pleasant position. So something with serving mankind, humanitarianism, you know?
Yes.
Not so much like a corporate, I can't see you in corporate, but more of a sensitive atmosphere.
Yes.
You know, where you're picking up on the heart of people.
Mm-hmm.
And where you definitely feel that partnership is an issue with you. You have two Libra signs, so the sensitivity of a partnership. And because you have such a gentle spirit, people that nurture you, certainly personally, but also at work, where you feel very, very, I'm going to emphasize that, comfortable with your two Cancerian signs, you pick up things again quickly, so you need to feel very comfortable wherever you're working.
Yeah. Yes. It's a lot of confirmation of what you're saying, because I just recently gave an idea to my bishop at my church to do an outreach program with teenagers and young adults, finding their skills and their talents to kind of direct them into a more positive and direction.
Well, that's beautiful. Really, really, really beautiful. I would love to give you a private session anytime just to make sure you're on that path, because that's a beautiful concept, what you said. That's all about your birthday and all about what we're picking up, partnerships, people, you know, pleasantries, pleasant associations, sensitive associations, and serving mankind.
Yeah. I really appreciate that.
Don't mention it. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, blessings to you, Sherman.
Blessings to you, too.
Thank you.
And, Sherman, just to let you know that I really can't add too much to that. Carol really has said it all. It's exactly what I saw for you, and I do wish you the very best. I think it's wonderful when you can make your work something that is close to your heart and also that does serve mankind. And it's wonderful to be able to do that, and you're very blessed to be able to do it because there aren't that many people that actually can. So I wish you the very best.
Well, I really appreciate you, and this means a lot to me because it really lets me know that I'm really serving a purpose and I'm walking in the direction that God wants me to walk into.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and you always will.
Right. And you know, always go with your heart because, you know, I'm sure your heart is telling you that this is the right thing for you. So, you know, just go with your heart and understand that that desire is coming from God. That's where it's coming from. And so always, you know, believe in that.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Call us anytime, Sherman, okay?
Okay,
I will. We're here to help you along the way, my brother. So take care and listen to your heart. And it's kind of like when I started the radio show, I sent out prayers. And how could I make this a reality to help people? And I said, God, show me the way and I'll do it. And he showed me the way, and I think you're in the same spot right now, so.
Yeah. Wow, it's amazing.
Yeah.
I really appreciate you guys.
No problem. We're here for you.
Our pleasure.
Call anytime. All right.
Okay, I will.
All right. Take care, Sherman.
Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
All right. Good night.
Good night. All righty. It's great to help people that are really got a, you know, sincere heart that, like Sherman there.
Yes.
So let's go to Florida here. We're going to go here with Reverend Lynn here, mainly Florida. And Joanna, welcome.
Hello. Hello, Carol and Reverend Lynn.
Hello, Joanna. How are you today?
Oh, I'm wonderful now that I'm speaking with both of you.
Oh, that's sweet.
That's cute.
How can I help you?
Well, two dilemmas in my life, but one of them I'd like to ask about is I've had someone in my life long distance, and I'm at the point now that I don't know if I should invest any more time in this relationship, friendship.
Okay.
It's been going on for years, and so that's what I'm trying to find out what you saw for that.
Okay, can you give me a first name?
My first name is Joanna.
No, the person's first name.
Oh, his name is Mark.
Mark, okay. Okay. Well, the first thing that I see, how many years has it been going on?
We started out in relationship, then he called it off, then he's been back and forth with me. It's been just over 4.
4 years, okay. And his birthday is?
His birthday is July 7th, 1968.
Okay, so I am seeing him here. Okay, well, the first thing that I'm being shown is that the two of you do have a karmic connection, and so it is strong, and it's kind of almost like it's hard to break the connection. You know, you
yes.
want to, but then sometimes you know you just feel such a strong pull that it's difficult for you to do it. So what I want to see is you know what the consensus is here about whether or not you should really continue with it. you know, it's really going to be your decision. There is a lot of caring here that I see between the two of you. Whether or not it's going to be exactly what you want it to be, I think that's what the question is. So the decision really is going to be yours. This could go on forever and ever.
Right.
You know, it really could. So it's a matter of do you want to do it? So I think it's, you know, do some searching in your heart and say, you know, is it worth it for me? How do I really feel about this? And do I want to continue with this? Is it enough for me? Is it really giving me what I want from it? So it's really more of a personal decision, I feel, for you, whether you want to do it. Because you could, I mean, it could keep going for a long time. That's what I'm being told.
Okay,
and I will leave you with that.
Okay.
Carol?
May I ask one? Oh,
yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What is that?
Oh, my only other question was about career-wise, if anything, you saw anything for that as well.
Okay. You want to take that, Carol?
I'd like to do the, just to make a, thanks, Reverend Lynn. The July 7th, we only really do one question, but July 7th, 68, and what is your birthday, Miss?
January 27th, 1966.
Got it. Okay. Well, what I'm picking up with July 7th, 68 is certainly, I think this person also wants freedom at the same time, you know? And I
guess
necessarily negative. I just think I think there's a two sides to this person. Freedom and at the same time a home, you know? Sacred home. But let me go to you. You're January 27th, 66.
Yes.
January 27th. Here we go. I understand now. Okay. Well, you need freedom too.
Yes.
Which is kind of interesting here. I think you also need freedom. You need to feel, you also have a very, I would say, humanitarian side to you. You've got three Aquarius signs. And probably you're excellent with words. I would say right now, I'm not even picking up that soul connection. You know, I think that this simply could go on and on because simply you're both free spirits. But and it's up to you if you want to meet them on the Social Security line. You know, it depends how long you want to do this.
Right.
You know.
Right. Exactly.
You know, because then it gets crazy. You have the cane and the clattering teeth. You know. So.
Right.
So personally, I think you should look for be open to meeting somebody else as well. Because it is long distance, not that it can't work, but because you're such free spirits, I don't feel that bonding, that commitment, that real stuff yet. Do you know what I mean?
Right. Yes, I understand.
Okay? Just be open to it.
Yes.
You don't have to do it tomorrow, but I would definitely say be open to it.
Okay. All right. Well, bless you both, and thank you, and thank you very much for your time.
It's our pleasure.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Blessings to you. So I'll take my blessings later. But anyway, just a joke. Okay, so I've lost track. Who's up next now?
Carol. I am.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Texas and bring in Tammy.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Tammy.
Thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, you're welcome.
I just had a quick question. I've been working with this project that tends to lead towards Nigeria with a company here in Texas, and it just keeps taking time and time, and I'm just curious if he's actually going to come through, like, soon, like he says he is.
Well, that's an interesting question. All right. What is your birthday, Miss Tammy?
7/20.
Mm-hmm. And the year?
63.
All right, so your question is, you're working on a project, and this project is situated in Nigeria, and you want to know if this is actually going to be culminated. Is that what you're saying? Do we see a closure with it?
they are engaged. They've been talking to me about it for months, and there's always something coming up. And
okay, got it. All right, so you're questioning the unknown about this, correct?
Right. When will it engage your contract?
Okay. What are you, at 1099?
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. All right. So we want to see if this is going to go. I know where you're coming from. Hold on now. Is this going to go through? You know, you have two Cancerians, three Cancerians. Wow, you got a lot of stress with this. Wow, then this is a burden. Wow. Well, I'm not convinced that it's actually going to, I hate to tell you, I'm not convinced about it.
Okay.
There's too much energy here that seems to pull it, resist it for some reason. Maybe there's another company that I don't know, you know, all the aspects of it. It's business. But it feels as if there's a lot of, I pick up either it's in other companies or something is restricting it to go forward. And it feels as if it's been taking a long time, nine of swords, eight of swords, five of swords. So it feels as if all the pieces aren't put together yet. And I hate to tell you, it just feels as if this could take, again, another person on the social, we don't want you on the social security line again, you know, waiting.
Right.
So I would say, I hate to tell you, I don't feel positive about it.
Okay. And he had an... Oh,
okay. Say that again, miss?
The same guy has another project that he wants my attention for here in Texas. Will that be more positive?
I understand. Do you want to do that, Reverend Lynn? Or?
You can continue because, you know, it's kind of the same.
You're getting the same energy?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
He has another project for you. In Texas, where you live, and he wants to know, you want to know if this is a much better prospect for you, correct?
Right.
Are you getting paid by the hour?
No, I get paid by the project.
By the project. So if the project, whether it gets anywhere or not, I'm trying to understand.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, got it. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, so then we have another project. All right. Well, what I'm picking up from that, there's still some unknowns with that project, you know? But it's
okay.
Much more promising than this other one. It's a matter of putting more pieces together because you have a new beginning here. More, I think, I don't know the association you have with this other person, but I think you need to feel much more comfortable in all
right.
ways. With what you're going to do, and you got Mars in Virgo, so you need to feel things are in order. So
right.
maybe you're picking up a sloppiness with this, you know, with the Nigeria project. So I would think what this means is if you can, or when you're comfortable, because comfort is a big issue with you, to get much more specifics about the project in Texas, because it does look as if it's much more I would say compatible, if that's the right word, for you. But you need much
okay.
more definitely specifics. So your
okay.
comfort is a big issue with you, big.
Right. I've just been waiting so long, and they keep saying things, and it's not like I'm relying on them solely. It's just that I'd really like to do that job.
Which one are you talking about, Texas or Nigeria?
Actually, Texas. The Nigeria was just thrown in as a secondary thing because I had the experience.
Okay, no, I understand that. But Nigeria is la-la land so far, you know? So let's
okay.
we just concentrate on Texas if you wanna talk about that, Ms. Lynn, Ms. Revlin Lynn.
Yes, yes. You know, I'm agreeing with Carol as far as the Nigeria situation. And I do see that it just seems to be delay, even in the Texas project, that looks like it's more promising, but it looks like there might be some delay involved. But I think what's very important here is for you not to worry too much because again, the plans have already been made and, you know, formed, and it's going to happen for you. You're going to get projects. You're going to get the things that you want to get. And so you don't want to put a lot of negative energy and a lot of worrying about, you know, is it going to be this one? Is it going to be that one? Just, you know, put it out there that you're going to get a great projects. You're going to get great work.
Okay.
Draw that to you. And again, I always say let the universe work out the details for you, because something is definitely coming, whether it's this or it's something else. It's on its way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
do the best I can.
Yes.
It's hard.
You're going to do good.
Okay.
You're going to do
you
good.
So
listen to
your
heart.
You're welcome.
Okay. All righty. Many blessings to you, Tammy. All right. Yeah, Carol, I liked what you said there on Nigeria, kind of what you say, La La Land.
Yes.
It's a little scary.
Yes. I mean, we all can be guilty, not guilty, but we all can get into that energy, Michael and listeners, and I'm sure Reverend Lynn knows what I'm talking about. And sometimes we don't consciously do it. It just happens.
Right.
So it's a matter of just seeing things more realistically. Maybe we need even a friend to point something out to us, you know, so that we can totally see the whole picture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, let's go next with Reverend Lynn to North Carolina and Tiffany. Welcome.
Thank you for taking my call today.
Hi, Tiffany.
Thank you. Hello to everyone on the panel for sharing their gifts. You want to start with my birthday?
No, that's Miss Carol does that. You can ask your question.
I just want to know, I'm working a job, and I just want to know just like what you're getting as far as a career is concerned for me.
Okay, are you thinking of a new career, or are you talking about the career that you're in currently?
Either or.
Either or, okay.
I'm kind of open.
Okay. Sounds good. Let's see what we see here. Okay, so what I'm seeing is that you're at a crossroads right now, so you're really trying to decide the direction that you should go in, which is, I think, is why you're asking the question you're asking. And so it's very important for you to really decide what it is that you want to do, because, you know, sometimes we're just, well, I'd like to do something, but I don't know exactly what it is, or I'm not sure the steps to take to go into the direction that's going to be successful for me. So Spirit really wants you to take the time to sit down, to think about what it is that you want, to decide how you would get there once you have chosen the goal that you want to set for yourself. So rather than just have it be something that's, you know, vague in your mind, you want to be very, very specific in your mind as to where you're going, and that's what's going to happen. That's when things will begin to happen. Okay, I see a job change for you. So that could either be something added to what you're already doing, or it can be something completely different. Okay, and I'm getting a general time frame of June, July, or August. Okay, and we want to be very loose with that. There's no time in Spirit, so it's really hard to be very specific with time. But it looks like it's going to be around the summertime. And it's something that's going to be you'll really be happy with it. You'll be happy to get up and go to work rather than what's, I'm just going to make money. It's going to be, I'm really happy. I'm inspired. I feel great about this job, and you know, I'm happy to go in every day. So let me see if I see anything else here real quick. And I do see an increase in money. And again, it's a done deal. It's like you just do what you need to do. If you need to go on a job interview, if you need to do the physical things that are necessary, you know, to have a career or to apply for a job, and then let the universe work out the details. That's always the best way. And don't stress it, and try your best not to worry too much and be negative. It's all going to work out really well for you, and I will leave you with that.
Okay. I do appreciate it. It helps me broaden my thoughts on my current job, which is
good.
A new job that I do like, but I just was curious.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is this going to be something that will be lucrative for me, or something that I'm going to find an actual place where I am happy on my job?
Right,
so
you are going to. Now, it can be in the job that you're currently in, or it can be something where as you go along with the job, you see that there's more that you want to do. If you're in a position to get a promotion where you are, that's great. If not, you may say, well, I'll need to go to another company because there's nowhere for me to go where I am now. So really, I don't know your circumstances, so it all depends on what that circumstance is. I also show in the future definitely more money coming for you, so it's going to happen for you. Also, I know you didn't ask me this, but are you getting a new car?
No, not a new car. Not that I know of.
Okay.
Open to that.
I see a new car, or it can be a new car or a new used car, but I do see another vehicle coming. So they just kind of threw that in. And
okay.
I will leave you with that.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Carol?
Oh, I'm still here.
I kind of like said everything. I don't know. If there's another call, I might go. I could certainly take it, but it's up to you.
Okay, you want to move on to the next call? Okay, great.
Okay.
Okay, take care, Tiffany. Good luck.
Oh,
maybe you'll
you.
Get that new
it.
Car. Okay. All right, nice, shiny car in the driveway in the morning. Okay, let's go if that happens. We want to hear about it.
I wish it was that easy, Michael.
Yeah, right. Me too. 724, welcome. We'll be able to go quick on this one. Can we get your first name, where you're calling from?
Hi, Michael. It's Mandy from Pennsylvania.
Yes, welcome, Mandy. Who's going
yes.
first here?
Carol.
Okay, Miss
okay.
Mandy. What's your birthday, Mandy?
2279.
June 2nd, 79?
No, February 2nd.
Well, February 2nd, that's a big deal. February 2nd, 79. And how can I help you?
Yes, I was wondering if you see anybody new coming into my life romantically in the next year.
February 2nd, 79. Hold on here. February 2nd. Okay. Wow, you got an active mind. You like to think. I'm going to do the cards with that then.
Okay.
Ideally, you know, your sun is in Aquarius, your Mars in Aquarius, and list is whatever sign you have in your Mars for women. And that's the traits that you would like in a partner, which is all about, I would say, humanitarian fairness, uniqueness. You don't like to be in a box at all. But anyway, your question is, do we see somebody new coming into your journey, right, Mandy?
Yes, or if I was rekindling from somebody from a prior relationship.
Got it. Back and forth. Well, I don't know. Before you, hold on.
Okay.
Now, I think it's somebody new. And it's from the heart. You know, some relationships can be from the mind. Some
okay.
people, you know, can be from the finance. You know, there's different types of relationships. But
right.
you have six of cups here. So it feels as if it would be from the heart. It's really important, though, above everything, or with that, or linking with that, that your mind is stimulated in a relationship. That's a very big issue with you. You need mental stimulation because I would think you could get bored easily. So
mm-hmm.
I think that's really an important issue with you. And also the reason I said that with the heart is you have no water signs in you. And that doesn't say it's just that you can sometimes alienate. You know what I mean by that?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sometimes I think you can alienate from someone or people. It's a natural thing with you. You got all the
mm-hmm.
Aquarius. So it would certainly be advantageous for you if the person had some water signs in there to balance that out. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
To bring out the other part, because you're a good spirit. You're a very fair spirit. So
thank
you. I really need somebody who's got water in there, and earth would be wonderful as well, because you have no earth. You know, earth and water would be like a complement to your energy,
And that actually goes with the Six of Cups, because that's all about balance, heart, and I would say, nice spiritual understanding.
Okay.
Okay. Do you have anything?
Is there time for me to say a few words, Michael? Okay.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. What I'm seeing here is you talked about a past relationship, and Spirit is really saying that you need to move on from the past.
Okay.
It is really time to move on, and I agree with Carol. I see someone new. Definitely.
Could you be a little bit more specific with the new person? Not to interrupt you.
No, in what respect do you want me to?
When you both see somebody new, as far as, I don't know, a time frame or any little clue or so forth, I guess, or
okay.
where they would be from or how I would meet them.
Well, the time frame, you know, again, time is difficult, but, you know, I'll tell you why it's difficult in a lot of ways is because of there's so many factors that go into this. It's like, how soon are you going to release the past? How soon are you really going to be ready to meet this person? And so that's a really relative thing. And so it's really going to depend. Like the more that you can be rid of old stuff and ready to really be totally open to a new person, that's when it's going to happen. So, you know, it really is more up to you how quickly that occurs.
Okay.
Carol, what do you think about where she might meet this person?
Online with Burger King ordering the Big Mac.
What size?
$2.49, you know, when they have this. I'm not trying to be sarcastic, Miss,
no,
but where is very, very, very difficult. It's also not going to be healthy for you. Because let's just say you're going to meet somebody, I don't know, in the public library in aisle 2. I mean, we don't want you to go to aisle 2 Monday through Saturday.
Right.
You know what I mean? It's going against the natural phenomena of freedom. Freedom is one of the wisdoms that we are given with from the Creator. So I always believe where, follow the signs. Ask God to give you signs. I really believe in signs, synchronicity. Ask God to give you signs, and you follow the signs, and it will work for you.
Okay.
I know why you ask that. You got that Sag in you. You know, you got that. You need to feel as if you're always going forward. Relax with it. Let it, if you can, just get into the movement in a very natural way.
Right.
Okay.
My favorite saying, let the universe work out the details.
Right.
Yeah. We've got to move. We're out of time of the whole show.
Okay.
So thank you
right.
for your
thank
call
you
there, Mandy.
Thank you as well.
Take care.
Thank you.
Okay.
Good night.
And night night. One thing I do want to add is, you know, I have interviewed several of the remote viewers who worked for the government back up until the mid 90s before they were found out, the Black Op Project. They remote viewed even the hostages who were kept in Iran. And they told me, Mike, they said, as far as time, you cannot predict time when you look in the future. It's impossible. And I so agree with that ever since I've heard that many years ago. And every one of them says that. And that's why people keep saying, like, you know, why is the timing wrong? It's because it's impossible to pick. So, and I think it's for a lot of reasons. But anywho, we're flat out of time, ladies. Always enjoy the hour. It goes by too fast. But
thank you. It was wonderful.
Yes,
nice
very
to
much
be here
so.
Again, Michael. And we will see you next week.
Yeah, we'll be here next week. So see you, Reverend Lynn and Carol.
Thanks,
we'll
Mike.
Barbara.
Thanks, Mike. And hopefully
next
Barbara
week.
Will be back.
Yeah, hopefully she's out of a snowdrift or something. So anyway.
Okay,
we love
good
her,
night.
So. Okay, night-night.
Good night.
All right. Night, ladies. All right, this show is going to end, folks, but stay with us. Call right back in now because another hour of Journey in the Light. We're going to continue to take your calls as Lisa Zayas is going to be joining us, psychic medium from New York. So call right back in right now. Click on to the next show.